Who's in the mood for a Thursday show?
You're not normally this interesting.
Nothing interesting ever happens to us.
Stop being so boring, Rick. That's very nice.
Coming from someone as boring as you.
Can you two guys stop hustling each other? I'm getting really bored with it.
The boredom is excruciating.
How dare we succumb to boredom?
I can't hide it when I'm bored.
You don't want to see me all the time. I get bored.
Coffee makes me talk slow. If I drink coffee, it does something to my brain. And if I drink cranberry juice, it makes me feel like I'm drunk.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Thursday morning Lauren and Wally morning radio program. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Good? Good to hear. Hey, how was little Lucy's birthday party yesterday?
Not so little anymore. She's 15.
Wow. I know. It's hard to believe.
Her birthday was great. We were at Waterfall in Canton.
Is that shout a out bar?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Brittany. Shout out to Brittany and to Jerry and to everybody who made it super special. Perfect night. Everyone was happy.
Does Wally know that Brittany was there?
Yeah. You know what? Wally would love Brittany. But yeah, it was great. It was awesome. It's always nice to have a party on a Wednesday night and drink too many tequilas.
Nice. Good way to start your early weekend start.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so here we go. And by the way, speaking of the weekend, you can tell it's a weekend because we're going to get rain this weekend.
Oh, it's okay. Today's the longest day of the year, so yes. Get up, everybody, and enjoy every single moment of working.
Summertime arrives. What is it? 6:23, something like that.
6:07.
Okay, well.
You can celebrate a little later than we are.
Okay. So, listen, stuff we got coming up today. Of course, the summertime celebration. We will continuing the school's out shout-outs 7:05 this morning, so I hope you got your school in here. We've got that coming up for you here. Got win a grand in 60 seconds. Chance to play coming up at 5:50 this morning here. Parents, speaking of school being out, we now officially know exactly how long it lasts in the summer vacation before your kids start driving you absolutely nuts. We have the the official countdown on this. We'll let you know how long it is.
Not that long.
Well, you know what? I really like summer. I got to tell you, I know it's weird as a parent, but I love the fact that there's no homework and there's no stress and there's no theme day, which I've missed all week, by the way. You know, I'm the worst mother. I never sign a permission slip. I mean, summer is so great for me.
And all you have to do is pick out a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, and they don't even have to match.
Yeah,
there you go.
And you know what? Showering is like swimming. So it's like there are really good things about summer.
Showering is like swimming.
Well,
okay.
You know, you can just swim in a pool and not shower. My sister went a month without showering when she was about 8 years old. It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, we had a pool then.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay, say, what do we got coming up on Dirty Laundry today?
Oh, we have a famous TV bartender who hated to be a bartender.
Really?
Yes, you'll never guess. Actually, you might guess.
This is draft day in the NBA. Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan, will be joining us at 7:25 this morning. And Hank, you're going to be out eating today, right?
Yeah, the IHOP over in Brighton, right on Soldiers Field Road, will be there from 11 to 1. So please come on by and let's eat.
All this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pressure cooker. Win a grand in 60 seconds. Oh, the tension, the excitement in the studio. And our contestant who's standing by and preparing to play right now. His name is Stuart Noizo. And he's from Hampton North, New Hampshire. That's Hampton North, New Hampshire, which is different from South New Hampshire. And he's a teacher. Good morning, Stuart. Welcome to the Lauren Wise Show. How are you doing this morning?
Stuart. I'm doing great.
Great. So what do you teach, Stuart?
I teach theater.
Theater? No kidding.
Fossy.
Okay. No kidding. Yeah, I took a couple theater classes, but I could never get that part where you tear the tickets in half and get the stuff.
Oh,
off.
I know.
That was a tough.
What did you put on for? Did you put on a musical this year?
We did. We did two. One in the fall for our elementary school, and we did Annie. And then this spring, we did The Secret Garden with our high school.
Nice. All right. Congratulations. That's fun.
So, Stuart, I've pulled the room here. Hank doesn't think you can win today.
Nope.
LBF doesn't think you can win.
I do.
Brian doesn't think you can win.
I have confidence in the
I think
teachers.
You can win. I'm the only one that's got your back on
Sunshine.
Okay, listen. So if you're ready to play, here's what's going to happen.
Today.
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You're going to hear the ticking of the clock in the background. And then when we get to the end of 60 seconds, a very annoying buzzer goes off. That means time is up. Now, at any point you can go through this, you can say pass and go on to the next one. And then if you got time left at the end, we come back, pick up until the time ends. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank.
Are you know what? And if you don't pass, you go to summer school, all right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Stuart, are you ready to play?
I think so.
Here okay. we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Finish this slogan. America runs on blank.
Duncan.
What's 10 times 10?
100.
What is the main character of the Harry Potter books?
Harry Potter.
Broccoli is a fruit, true or false?
False.
What part? What body part do you use to see?
Your eyes.
What is a male chicken called?
Rooster.
What movie is the famous line, "Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn" from?
Gone with the Wind.
Who sings Born to Run?
Bruce Springsteen.
Who is the head coach of the Celtics?
Pass.
In which city is the Colosseum located?
Italy.
Who is the head coach of the Celtics?
Oh, I don't know sports.
Oh, come on, theater.
Come on, come on.
Think.
Come on.
Oh,
man.
I don't know sports either.
Oh, Stuart. Stuart, you're like a disappointed child. You disappointed me. No, you did a great job. You had 9 out of 10, and you picked up Rome right at the end there. And Brad Stevens is the answer to you.
What's a good theater song to describe this moment?
The sun will come out tomorrow?
No, like, I don't know. I can only think of, like, Barry Manilow songs. I'm so sad. Sorry. But you were so close.
Yep, you did a really, really, really good job. And I thought for a second there you were going to get it. Okay, but we
kind of like the chandelier crash in The Phantom.
I know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right?
Okay, we got a fine consolation prize for you, Stuart. Based on a true story, you're going to get the... Have you heard about the movie Tag?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, it's really funny. You're going to love this thing. Ed Helms, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner... Great movie. You got passes to go see that. Thank you very much for playing that. You can hold your head up high today because you did a very good job.
You did a really great job. Oh, the Celtics.
Hey, when's school out?
We are already out.
Hey, good for you. We'll have a great summer, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for playing the game. And everybody else, if you would like to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds, log on to WRR.com. Register. You could be next, and we could be giving you $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so today is the, you know, the longest day of the year. And, of course, the person at work, the snarky guy at work will say, "Now, every day is 24 hours. Tell him, try to please control his snark. He knows what you're talking about."
I'd say something else to him, but that's, you know, right. What? Okay. I can't say it on the radio.
Okay, most sunshine of any day of the year, okay? So enjoy it today, and we'll start you off here with the Men from Maine episode. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's and notices Evis looks a little distressed, and we hear...
Hey, Evis, you look a little distressed. What's the matter?
Well, it's little Evis.
What's the problem?
Well, he got kicked out of swimming class.
What for?
They said he was peeing in the pool.
Oh, for God's sakes, everybody pees in the pool. How'd they know it was him?
Well, he was standing on the diving board at the time.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
So coming up next, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
How much would you pay for a milkshake, and what's the most expensive thing Lauren Owens has ever eaten?
Ooh. Well, we'll find out in just moments.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's time to talk about food this morning. Yes, one of our favorite topics here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. So you've discovered a new expensive food. Is this correct?
Yes. This is a milkshake. It's summer, so, you know, I think about milkshakes and things like that. And in New York City, where they like to just jack up the prices of everything, it's serendipity. They have the Guinness Book World Records most expensive milkshake. What's in it? It's $100.
Oh, it doesn't seem too bad.
What?
Good price. Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
No, but you say world's most expensive milkshake. I'm thinking it's going to have a diamond ring in it or something.
Close. It has 23 karat gold, edible gold. This thing
23?
Now, what's the deal with eating?
I don't know. I've never had.
But we digress.
I don't know. All right, so here's what's in it. This guy Joe is listing the ingredients.
Okay, fire away. Let's hear.
These are from cows originally bred in the Channel Island, and this breed is popular for the high butterfat content. We have Devonshire clotted cream. It's made from heating milk at a slow pace till all the golden cream rises. Next, we have our Madagascar vanilla.
The plants
from this vanilla bean take 3 years to mature. And here we have our Tahitian vanilla ice cream. It's made with Tahitian vanilla beans that are sun-cured. Mm. We're going to plate these with 23-carat edible gold to give the inside of the milkshake a little bling to match the outside. Cremose baldezzone, which is donkey caramel sauce. It's a very rare sauce made with Venezuelan cocoa, Piedmont hazelnuts, fresh donkey milk, and cane sugar.
Fresh donkey milk?
A Luxardo maraschino cherry.
Luxardo cherry.
These are produced in Luxardo, Italy, and they're dense and chewy, sweet tart flavored, and they're soaked in the fruit's famed liquor, the marasca liquor.
I'll tell you, we have those cherries at our house. They're $23 for a little. It's ridiculous.
That kind of just makes you want to dope slap that guy.
Well,
send me a Dairy Queen.
I don't know. It sounded pretty good.
Donkey milk. What's that taste like? You ever had donkey milk? I don't want to know the answer to that. Okay. I do not want to know the answer to that. But I do want to know.
What's the weirdest milk you've ever had?
I was talking to this guy. And he always said it was donkey milk.
So what's the most expensive thing you've ever eaten?
A steak.
How much?
Okay. It was $107.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. It was $107. This was about 5 years ago. So I go to this place. I went down to the vineyard. Mm. Nantucket. Nantucket.
Oh.
I stayed at a place in Nantucket called...
Summerhouse?
Summerhouse.
Okay. I've been there. It's good.
And it's a summerhouse, just little shacks.
Little expensive shacks.
There's a restaurant up on the hill behind the shacks.
Yep.
And I think it was a Jasper White place.
I think it was. Awesome.
Maybe. Yeah. And I went in there, and I'm sitting down. I'm looking at the menu. And this guy, the waiter comes walking by, and my eyes immediately caught this steak that he was delivering to a table.
Because you're an animal.
It was amazing. I mean, and I just followed this all the way across, and he drops his steak on. I said, look at it. So the waiter's coming back by, and I said, excuse me, what's that? And he said, oh, that's a tomahawk steak.
Oh.
And I said, really? I've made up my mind. I'd like to go ahead and place my order, please. I'd like to have one of those. He said, okay, sure. He said, I just would like to warn you, sir, that they're a little pricey. I said, what's a little pricey? He said, $107. I said, well, that's a little pricey.
Yeah.
But I got to have one. So I got it. It was incredible. Incredible. It was about, I don't know, 25 ounces of meat.
Eat the whole thing?
But yeah, I did. Yeah. I was on the long bone, you know.
So it's like a club of beef.
Yeah, club. It's like something you'd see like Barney Rubble eat.
Yeah,
did you just pick it up by the bone
and eat it? I was very domesticated.
I don't know.
And so, after I finished dinner, the waiter comes over and he says, it's very impressive. You ate the whole thing. I thank you very much. And I said, do you have any more of these? Because I'd like to, I think I'm going to be coming back in a couple nights. And he says, we only have like four left. And he said, but if you're coming back, I'll reserve one for you. And I went back two nights later, and I had the same thing again. It was spectacular.
When are you taking us to dinner, Lauren?
It's like 4 pounds of meat.
The people I was having dinner with, I'm sorry, I couldn't afford to buy dinner for them, so they were on their own. It was spectacular, though, okay? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the official Lauren Wally weird injury report. Okay, so you're out to the ball game. Occasionally you'll see some injuries, and ball players go on. You know, injured reserve, football games in particular, baseball games once in a while, then stupid things happen.
like guys punch a wall because they were right. upset about something. They break a hand or whatever. Going.
Carson Smith throws his glove out for the season.
That's right. You never know what's going to happen. So this happened. Chicago Cubs, they got a closer named Brandon Morrow. Good ball player. So he gets home at 3 o'clock in the morning from a road trip because, you know, they have a getaway game. They fly in, get back home. And so he said he was just stepped into the closet and he was taking his pants off, getting ready to, go to bed. And he said he gets left leg off, just fine, no problem. Then he gets the right leg off and boom, right in the middle of getting his pants off, his back goes into incredible spasms. He threw his back out. And he's down on his knees, and he can't move, and he's on the disabled list now from taking his pants off. Okay, so I'm thinking...
Well, you know what? I know a lot of men are on the disabled list from taking their pants off.
A lot of guys on their knees from taking their pants off. Okay. So there have been...
And now some of them are out of the closet, too.
So you just never know what's going to happen with an injury. I mean, weird things can happen, because I had a similar thing happen to me.
Really?
I was in a closet, and I just reached over to pick up a hanger and take it off the rack. And boom, I'm down on my hands and knees. I had to crawl around. I mean, I was in horrible pain. And, I had to go to the chiropractor and all that kind of stuff. So what we would like to have this morning is weirdest injuries you've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, I threw my back out brushing my teeth, and that's when I knew it was all over.
Okay. 617-931-1057. Give us a call this morning. Looking for weird injuries. What is the strangest injury you have ever had?
So okay. far, it really seems like a cautionary tale for walk-in closets.
Yeah.
I mean, 617-931-1057. And speaking of sports...
Well, the Red Sox, once powerful offense, must be taking a midsummer nap.
Yes, because, it's a little vacation.
Yeah, a siesta, they say. They had four hits last night in Minnesota. They lost 4-1 of the Twins. David Price was okay. Gave up 3 runs in 6 innings of work, including 2 homers. Mookie Betts had 2 of the 4 hits. Yankees beat Seattle 7-5. Yankees are so hot. Sox a game and a half back in the American League East. Series wraps up this afternoon in Minneapolis. Rick Porcello against Kyle Gibson. NBA draft tonight in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Phoenix owns the first pick. They're expected to take University of Arizona star DeAndre Ayton. The Celtics pick 27th in the first round. Meanwhile, NHL announced the home openers for all 31 teams yesterday. The Bruins will open the season October 3rd in D.C. against the Stanley Cup champion Capitals. Their home opener, October 8th against Ottawa. The full schedule will be announced tonight. NHL draft is tomorrow night in Dallas. Bruins don't have a first-round pick. They traded it to the Rangers for Rick Nash before the trade deadline. How'd that work out, Don Sweeney? Meanwhile, NHL awards announced last night. The Devils' Taylor Hall, named MVP. Coach of the Year went to Vegas' Gerard Gallant. The Islanders' Matthew Barzal, Rookie of the Year. And Bruins center Patrice Bergeron kind of got screwed. He finished 3rd in the voting for the Selke as the best defensive forward. Hands down, he's the very best guy.
Yeah. No
Andre Kopitar, I think they gave it to him because he didn't win the MVP. Meanwhile, World Cup soccer in Russia, Uruguay, Portugal, and Spain, all winners yesterday.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Brian Bellbuster is coming up next.
All right, it's Lisa's birthday. Her husband, Jason, wants to mess with her, and he let us know that she had her car at the shop trying to get the inspection sticker, so I called with some of the problems we had. I don't know how to tell you this, but the inside of your car, very messy. A lot of things in there.
So?
Again, safety is number one. Some things in the back seat, some empty water bottles, a lot of stuff in there.
Your manager.
So we're going to have this detailed, really, if you want it to pass inspection.
No. Uh-uh.
You want us to put it all in a box for you?
Leave it in the car.
Lauren Wally. Mornings. 105.7. WRO.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Lisa's birthday and her husband, Jason, let us know she was just trying to get an inspection sticker on her car. So we decided to give her a little help getting that sticker.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Lisa.
This is Lisa.
Hey, this is Dominic from the Red Hour Show.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. We got your car in the inspection bay, and before I actually give you a fail sticker, I just wanted to go over a few things so that we can get your car to pass inspection.
Oh, okay.
A lot of new rules and regulations and stuff, you know?
All right.
So, your tires look okay, but they are definitely low on air. So, do you want us to put some more air in those for you?
Yeah, I mean, that's... Sure.
All right, we'll have to charge you per tire on that, of course, you know? But then it should be good.
How much is air? I mean...
It's like $5 a tire. And then...
what?
And then your washer fluid is also low, and I can't pass... You know, that's safety equipment on the car.
Is it?
So, yeah. So, that's a $2.99 charge for the bottle of washer fluid, plus installation.
Wait, the air in the tires is $5 a tire?
It's a lot of labor work. You know, there's labor factored in there.
I've done that, and I'm horrible at cars. I've done that.
I know, but, you know, it's already in the inspection bay, so we need to have it at the proper level.
Fine. What else?
Okay, then there's a bulb out in the glove box. We're going to have to change that.
No.
Well, it's, you know, again, safety equipment. All the bulbs have to work.
Glove box is not
very
safety.
Very stringent. If you go in there at night, you don't want to hurt yourself on anything in the glove compartment.
I don't even go in there.
And then the side mirrors, very dirty. We're going to have to clean those off.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got to make sure you can see behind you, okay?
Dude. What else?
That's a free, sir. We'll just wipe those off, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And then, I don't know how to tell you this, but the inside of your car, very messy. A lot of things in there.
So?
Again, safety is number one. Some things in the back seat, some empty water bottles, a lot of stuff in there.
Your manager. This
so
is
we're going to have this detailed, really, if you want it to pass inspection.
No. Uh-uh.
You want us to put it all in a box for you?
Leave it in the car.
Okay. All right. Well, geez. You know, I'm just trying to get you your inspection sticker, so I'm trying to do you a favor. You know what I mean?
This is insane.
Now, also, the part of the guidelines, there's some new regulations when you get your sticker. Now, it seems like in the past, you have been going over the date. Like, this sticker expired last month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to give you the new month sticker. But to crack down on people that are going over and trying to get, like, a free sticker every 12 years, we have to backdate some charges. So we looked in our computer, and it seems like every time you get a sticker, you go, like, that month over. So we're going to have to charge you for that.
How much is that?
Well, $29 times some penalties, and every time that it happened, it's going to be another, like, $348.
Oh. No way.
So
uh-uh.
Add that and the air for your tires. You still had winter air in your tires. Did you know that?
What are you talking about?
So we updated that to the summer air. It's a less dense air.
Who's your manager? Because I need to speak to your manager right now. This is all insanity.
Well, you know who you could talk to?
Who?
You should talk to your husband, Jason.
What?
And let him know that we here at WROR gave you a call for your birthday. This is a Brian Bell Buster, Lisa.
Shut up. Stop it. That was horrible.
Your car should be okay. I'm sure you're getting your sticker, no problem. Although you should clean out the back seat.
Yeah, it's really messy. Oh, my God.
So happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Lisa.
Thank you. You gave me a heart attack.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So we're talking about weird injuries because this the closer for Chicago Cubs. He hurt his back while taking his pants off in his closet after returning from a road trip. And he's on the disabled list now. We've all had weird, weird injuries. And there was another weird injury. That
yeah, Phillies fan. There's the mascot and they sort of like launch hot dogs into the stand, and this time it hit this woman, Kathy, in the face, and this is what happened.
Oh my gosh, I never thought a hot dog could hurt. It just came out of nowhere. It was like...
And hard,
yeah. And then next thing I know, he shot it in our direction, and bam, it like hit me like a ton of bricks. My glasses flew. Oh my Nothing's God. Broken, thank God. But, you know, it's going to be... It's sore. It's very sore. It gives people a good laugh, and if that makes somebody chuckle, then that's fine. I understand a baseball, but not a hot dog.
really? That's serious.
Yeah, her face is busted up.
I saw some video of this, and the Philly Fanatic, who's, by the way, one of the great mascots.
Yeah.
He's
oh, yeah.
really good, and he shoots him out of a cannon. And
they're like wrapped in duct tape, which is why she, like, first of all, it hurt. Then her arm was in a sling, so she couldn't.
Maybe that's where they made their mistake. They should wrap them in, don't forget the duct tape.
You know what I admire the most?
What?
She's such a fan. She isn't going to sue.
I know.
She says, I love the Phillies. I should have been paying attention.
First thing I thought, somebody's going to get sued here.
How hard did that hot dog hit her? I would have sued him.
Didn't have a concussion, a slight hematoma.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's go to the lines here. Okay, this
we got
is
Peggy.
The, Peggy? Peggy's on the line here. This is the official weird injury report. So, Peggy, what happened to you anyway?
Well, last fall, my German Shepherd ran into the side of my knee. I heard a pop, and I went down. Turns out I had a fractured tibia and an injured knee. and had to have surgery to repair it, and I now have a plate and five screws in there.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
How's the dog?
Yeah.
As crazy as ever, but we love her.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, so Jane, this is the Lauren and Wally Weird Injury Line. What happened to you?
It involved a food processor that my mother-in-law gave me when I first got married. It ended up in the attic for about a year and a half.
Yep.
So I decided, okay, time to have the yard sale, clear everything out, and it was still in the paper bag she gave me. So I'm out front moving everything out to the driveway that we're going to sell, and don't you know, the blade comes completely out the paper bag into my leg.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, it gets better. I yelled to my husband, can you get me a towel? He brings the most gorgeous bath towel. LBF, you'll appreciate this. I mean, this towel was my prize gift at my wedding. It was so gorgeous.
Oh, no.
I had four of them, and he brings that out as I'm bleeding profusely. To this day, I still have a scar, but I did get high dollar value for it at the yard sale.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye.
So, Kevin, what happened to you?
Running late from work in the morning. It was about 4:30 a.m. I went to go grab a shirt. I pulled down my shirt off the hanger. The hanger popped up, nailed me in the eye, and sent me to my knees, basically scratched my eye and cornea, and ended up having to wear an eye patch for about 3 days.
Oh, yeah. My God.
But the good news is you won the Talk Like a Pirate competition at work for the next 3 days. Okay, thanks for calling, Kevin. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, Deb, this is the Lauren Wally. What weird injury report? What happened to you?
Well, every night I get up and I have to go to the bathroom, and I never turn the light on. And I have a very tiny bathroom. I went in to go to the bathroom. As I pulled out my underwear and went to sit down, I hit my eye on the doorknob, my closet doorknob, and gave myself a black eye.
Brutal.
One and only black eye I've ever had in my entire life. I gave it to myself as a 50-year-old adult.
Wow. Hey.
It was really embarrassing.
That's funny. Okay, thanks a lot, Deb.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Deb was really graphic as she cleaned out, she pulled her underwear down and everything. You know? Jeez. Really. Oh, listen, Men from Maine coming up next. Speaking of injuries, Lem and Ethos are involved in a weird injury while hunting with their buddy Elmer. Coming up next, right here, WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ethos, along with their buddy Elmer, are out deer hunting in the Allegash when a gunshot rings out.
Uh-oh, I think I just shot Elmer. We better get him to the hospital real quick or he'll die.
Well, how are we going to carry him, Ephus? He must weigh a good 250 pounds.
Oh, that ain't nothing. We carry bucks out bigger than that. We do it all the time.
All right, I'll stay with him. You go get the truck.
All right, I'll be
back. About an hour later, Lem and Ethos are standing outside the emergency room at Bangor General Hospital when Doc Sider steps out and we hear...
Boys, we got some very bad news for you. Elmer's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, I thought that gunshot hit him in the heart.
Oh, no, that didn't kill him.
Well, Lem, I told you we shouldn't have tied him to the hood of the car. All those tree branches smacking him for the 5 miles probably beat him to death.
No, that didn't do it either.
Then what was it?
Well, I can't be positive, but I'm pretty sure the way you gutted him did it.
Soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself, legendary Boston sports columnist Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
I love it when they play our song.
Ah, yes. Music to his ears.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, well, let's start you off with this. Can the Sox waste any more quality starts by starting pitching?
God, I hope not. They're just not hitting. And I think there's something of a market correction going on with regard to the batting order. They were off to that spectacular start in April, setting all kinds of records and leading the world in every offensive category. And you knew that. That level was not sustainable. Now, I hope this is a bottoming out. They've lost 2-1-0 games in recent days, weeks. They haven't been scoring at all in Minnesota. It'll get better, but this, you just got to ride these things out. Remember, all right, you got your pen and paper ready, everybody?
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
It is, yes.
Well, okay.
Now, Bob, I mean, they're on their longest road trip right now. Is that, you know, coming home, will that help out a little bit?
Well, I think the whole second half of the season, Brian, the schedule is favorable with regard to home road compared to what they've faced. They've been playing with very few days off, as much as anybody in baseball. They've played a lot of games.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's part of the problem here. Just part of it. I'm not overly worried. I'm annoyed. Yeah, I'm not really concerned or worried as much as I'm. Hey, come on, guys, let's go. You know that kind of thing.
Yep.
Now the other thing that you have to remember is that they were counting, I think, in their head on Pedroia, and I think we have to kind of put him on the back burner. I don't know if we're ever going to see a functioning, healthy Dustin Pedroia again, and that's a problem too.
You know what I forgot about? Stephen Wright, who'd been hurt for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's been awesome.
Yep. He's been tremendous, and you go back to the last time we saw him before this year was in August of 2016 when he threw a three-hit shutout in Los Angeles, complete game, and then 2 days later with that fateful running of the bases when he was a pinch runner and he got hurt, dived into second base, hurt his shoulder, and then he was out for the whole year. He comes back and he throws a shutout. I mean, he's good.
Oh, really?
He was an all-star. He was an all-star, and this is he's got to stay in the rotation.
You suppose he's still really upset with John Farrell?
Probably, but that's so what. You know,
I mean,
all I know is when he takes the mound, he's doing his job, and he looks good to me, and I'm happy to have him.
Okay, so tonight is a big night in the NBA, the NBA draft.
Yes.
So, do you think the Celtics are going to keep somebody, get rid of somebody, move up in the draft? Then they're going to pull a magical.
Right. So people don't know they have one pick. It's number 27 right now. Right now, they own one pick. Danny Ainge, in 15 years that he's been the general manager, has proven himself to be the most unpredictable, fearless general manager in the National Basketball Association.
Yep.
It doesn't appear that there's any great need for them to do anything dramatic tonight. They have all these great young players. Whoever they draft is probably going to have a very hard time finding any kind of playing time next year, regardless. That's on paper. But there's moving parts here. We know that there's all those rumors out there. Ooh, could they be thinking of making a move for LeBron? Could they be making a move for Kawhi Leonard? This pick might be part of some transaction down the road. Who knows what they're going to do? I don't know. I really don't. All I know is whoever this kid is, he's not going to factor in the 2018-19 season at all.
Okay. Okay. And then the other thing, what do you think about the Brady quote on, what was it?
Oh, Instagram? I love it.
From Instagram, Brady, and Oprah and everything.
Why did he just go 50? You know, what the hell? He's going to say, go for 50. What the hell? Go for 60. Go for 80.
What is happening?
He said up and played a 45.
We switched to Spanish. 80,
90.
Una visione.
What's wrong with you?
Super blah blah, though, Bob.
I think, here's the Bob Ryan theory. I think he's goofing with us. I think he's having a delightful time keeping all the balls in the air, keeping the conversational ball. Remember, this is all about post-career. This is all about Tom Brady, TB12. He wants to be the Tony Robbins of 2029, 2035. He wants to brand this thing. This is his post-career life. He's keeping the Tom Brady. The very fact that he gives this interview to Oprah as opposed to a sports entity tells you that he views himself as a crossover and a national celebrity. Maybe this is a Star Is Born in reverse. Maybe he's just trying to catch up to his wife, you know?
Right.
By the way, Star Is Born is on tonight on TCM if you're interested.
Which one?
Oh, it's the second one, the Judy Garland, the most famous one, the Judy Garland, James Mason one. But, just for your information, the first one, it was in 1937 with Frederick March and Janet Gaynor. Janet Gaynor, who, by the way, won the first Oscar for Best Actress.
You're kidding me.
That's correct. So,
see, this is the side of you that everything. I adore. Like, I have a huge Bob Ryan crush now.
Bobby, it's very nice of you to take the time out of your busy schedule to talk LB with you.
But Tom might be, he's trying to catch up to Gisella. So this is Star Is Born. Anyway, look, he's been contradictory. He's having fun. I just goofing with us. I wouldn't worry. You can't take anything he says about his immediate future seriously.
There you go. Bob Ryan reports morning. Do you have any shameless plugs for us, Mr. Everything?
The Bob Ryan Boston podcast up and running tomorrow with my colleague at the Globe, Christopher Gasper. A very nice, wide-ranging conversation. And then next week I'll be on Around the Horn next Wednesday, but on the ESPN. But the Bob Ryan Boston podcast I heartily recommend. In all shamelessness.
Oh, I would definitely highly recommend it.
Absolutely.
Okay, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week. Okay?
Adios, amigo.
Adios.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Okay, 7:45, dirty, filthy laundry update is on the air here.
Okay, LBA. So we have some baby news, we have some Cheers bar news, but first we have some Paul McCartney news. He turned 76 this week. I mean, he should be like just sailing into like, you know, retirement, sure, going to the dollar store in the afternoons. Yeah, but nope. He's in the studio, and he has a new album called Egypt Station coming out in September, and I have found some clips.
Okay.
And I it's a little mixed for me. I'm kind of happy with this one. This is Come On To Me.
I swear I caught a look before you turn away. Now I don't see the point resisting your temptation.
Well, if it's long enough, you can go to the bathroom when he plays it in concert. You know,
not really.
It's better
bad,
than
though.
Simply yeah. having a that's, wonderful Christmas time.
That's a little different than you know, your standard McCartney.
All right, and then this one is another. It's called I Don't Know.
Where am I going wrong? I don't know. But it's all right. Sleep tight.
It reminds me a little about that character from Love, Actually. You know,
really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a little like, listen, you know, he's 76. You can't eat people. They get old. They sound a little bit older. He sounds a little older, olderish. I'm excited. I like the fact that Paul McCartney's still making music, and you know, it's good stuff. You know, I think. I mean,
he puts on a great show.
Yeah.
Really,
he does do an incredible show.
I think it also is like a great thing too, because sometimes people think and they get at a certain age like, you know, they don't try new things or they don't do the things they love. But this is like great. 76 and still in the studio.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Good. Okay, so speaking of longevity and all that good stuff, Eva Longoria, 43 years old, just had a baby.
Get out of there.
Named Santiago. And it's her first child, so congratulations to that. Little mazel tov to you. And finally, so Cheers, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Boston Bar.
Yep.
I mean, I watch that sometimes in clips, and it's just so funny. And Ted Danson, so great. And he was so awesome behind the bar. He's like, he really embodied that Sam Malone relief pitcher,
yep,
bartender arrogance. But he's a good actor because he did not feel comfortable at all doing that. He hated getting behind the bar. It took me a year on Cheers not to be embarrassed or shy. I was so not a bar person or a confident Romeo. I was a backwards, shy kind of kid. And so he had serious anxiety stepping behind the bar. It was great, but uncomfortable. Isn't that
interesting? That's surprising, isn't it?
I mean, he is an actor, but like, you figure those things would just kind of like come naturally. No, but I love being behind a bar.
Yeah.
I love being in front of a bar.
Like to be in a bar. The only person I know who has their daughter's 15th birthday party in a bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best party
up
ever.
Next, we got
hey, what happened to that dining room of yours?
It's a bar now.
It's a bar. A bar. Excuse me.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
I'm feeling extremely optimistic about today's game. Yesterday was so close, but yet so far away. Win a grand in 60 seconds. It's on the air. And we have a player standing by to play right now. So let's say good morning to Molly Paradis, who's from Peabody, Massachusetts. Good morning, Molly, and how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great, great. You feeling confident about this?
I am.
Did you hear yesterday's show?
I think I missed it,
it was so close yesterday, Molly. So close. So, today is going to be your day. You feeling good about it, everybody?
I am. I'm feeling really good about it.
Okay.
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. You're going to hear the ticking in the background, ticking away the seconds till the annoying buzzer goes off. If you get all 10 correct in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. And it's very simple. You can say pass at any time. You have time left over at the end. Come back, pick them up till the buzzer goes off. You ready to go?
I am.
Okay, everybody.
Okay, Molly.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
In the nursery rhyme, who sat on a wall before having a great fall?
Humpty Dumpty.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu.
What is 20 minus 4?
16.
How many days are in June?
30.
Which fictional detective lived at 221B Baker Street in London?
Sherlock Holmes.
In pool, the eight ball is what color?
Black.
Who sings School's Out?
Alice Cooper.
St. Patrick is the patron saint of which country?
Ireland.
Dave named his hamburger chain after his daughter named?
Wendy.
Dorothy and her three friends had to follow what kind of road?
Yellow Brick Road.
$1,000 from Century Bank for you. Oh, my God. Yay. Molly Paradis from Peabody, Massachusetts. You have done it. You've cracked the barrier. $1,000 in cash from Century Bank for you.
Calm, cool, collected. Okay. No had, passes, no nothing. Amazing.
You had 7 seconds left. You had time to spare.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Here we go, Molly.
Any plans for the cash?
I have a grandbaby coming, so I'm going to put that away.
Oh, there, nice. Wow. Congratulations.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations. And by the way, what do you do for a living? Where do you work?
I work at the Scleroderma Foundation in Danvers, Massachusetts.
Well, tell everybody at Scleroderma we said hi today, okay?
I will.
Molly, have a great day.
Hey, we're going to be in Peabody tomorrow zip-tripping with...
That's right, with Channel 25.
Yeah, Boston 25 Morning News at Emerson Park, so come on by.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, now don't go away. We gotta talk to you, okay?
All right.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great. That is fantastic. Yep. Okay.
Our first.
Yeah.
It's great.
Our first winner. We finally broke through.
We finally did it.
Okay, if you would like to win a grand in 60 seconds, we play it every weekday, Monday through Friday. You can be a contestant by logging on to WRR.com. You fill out the application. We give you a call. You play the game. And you could be the next to win $1,000, a grand in 60 seconds, $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And we know your kids, if they're not out of school right now, they're going to be out in the next couple of days. Okay? So now you're very excited for them. Oh, the kids are home. It's going to be a great summer. And how long is it going to take? Because you're saying, you've completely changed your mind. You're saying, oh, God, the kids are still home. How long do they go back to school?
Yeah, there's like the initial excitement. Because
the euphoria.
It's summer, and the kids are happy, and you're kind of happy because school is out, and you don't have to sign permission slips or do homework or yell at your kids for not doing their homework. All that stuff, gone.
Okay, so how long is it going to take? They did a study on this. Maybe you won't be surprised. How long do you think? Before you go nuts.
Before I go, I don't, you know what? And I don't mean to say this, but I only go nuts because of the schedule. Like, you know, kind of fitting everything in and having to work and stuff like that.
Right, yep.
But I like it. I like the whole summer. I like having Lucy
home. You like
home.
Having Lucy home.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
I only have one. She's fun. We like the same things. We watch movies and we go to bars. I mean, she's like,
there,
it's
well,
a
there
pal.
You go. Okay,
so, but I think for my friends, and my friend Melissa, two days.
2 days? Yeah. Okay, Brian, how about you?
Yeah, it does not take long for me. Luckily, I have to come to work every day, so... You know, it's funny. You get caught up in the excitement of it for the kids. And then you're like, I still have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Have fun sleeping in, kid.
Yeah, but there's a jealousy factor.
I'd give it a week.
A week?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, back to school should be like the 5th of July.
No. Oh, gosh.
That's why you send your kids to camp the first 2 weeks that school gets out.
Okay, here's the deal. Are you ready for the answer?
Yes, I am.
The average parent says 13 days. 13 days.
Not
and
even
it's
two
boom.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under 2 weeks, and you're completely fed up. Can you imagine how teachers feel with your kids?
Yeah, I know. I talked to a bunch of teachers yesterday, and it was so cute because they're like, I'm like, you excited for summer? And they're trying to, like, because I'm a parent.
Yeah.
And my kid is one, and they're like,
oh, no, I'm going to miss
you.
Yeah.
No, they're just like, really it's a confessional.
You forget how good kids are at doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. They are.
Boy,
they're
good at it.
Well, you know, I think the thing is when the pressure is on for parents to do stuff with the kids, and I think that that's the hardest. My mother used to say to me every summer, because we would be bored, and she was, her company line was, it's not my job to keep you entertained.
You heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, go entertain yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Bingo.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
We do have some sad news for you this morning, for you animal lovers in particular. Because Coco, the signing gorilla, has passed away at age 45.
It's 46.
46. I'm sorry, 46.
46. 46. She was a female Western lowland gorilla. She was born in San Francisco Zoo, and then she was kind of loaned to an animal psychologist, Penny Patterson, and Penny taught Coco basically 1,000 signs of in gorilla sign language, and then and actually then she understood about 2,000 words. Coco was amazing because she really like had very, you know, empathetic giant gorilla, 280-pound gorilla, who was amazing. It befriended Robin Williams.
I just saw her in the Mr. Rogers movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Had this really wonderful bond with people and animals. She was the first non-human or one of the first non-humans to want a pet. She asked for a cat. And I think the caregivers were like, I don't know if we should give her a kitten. So they gave her a stuffed kitten and she was not happy. And she
wanted
upset.
A real kitten. Yeah.
And then she got a little kitten. She picked it out of the litter herself. Can you imagine that kitten? Like, no! Because this is a big giant animal. And they called the kitten All Ball. And she loved this kitten and took care of it like it was her baby. And then the kitten escaped from the cage one day and got hit by a car.
Oh,
and Penny
God.
Patterson went and told Coco in sign language that the cat died, and Coco signed sad, bad, sad, and then cried like
a human.
Human weakly.
Like a human, yeah.
I mean, she was just like,
how did
it's
she
amazing.
Die?
What do you mean? How'd she die? Oh, yeah. She just died like of old age.
Old age.
Because
that's
most
bowling gorilla.
Gorillas like live in the wild 35, 40 years, but. If you're in captivity, it can be 60 years. That was the oldest gorilla in captivity.
Yeah, because they don't have all the threats to them that they do in nature.
Right, they sit around, they have a cat.
And,
like every other 46-year-old single woman.
She ballooned to 280 pounds.
Above average weight, loves cats.
Regular old crazy cat gorilla.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
she had a boyfriend. She had the boyfriends.
She did have a boy. Yep. She lived with a man
Mojo.
For a while.
Mojo was his name. And he knew how to sign, too.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, he signed, She's the Gorilla of My Dreams. That one
that's adorable.
A lot of people didn't know that. And so we got a gorilla here at Franklin Park Zoo. We got, what is it, Little Joe?
Little Joe. He's 25 years old.
No, Little Joe.
Well, we'd pass that along to you.
Occasionally likes to throw poop at
He does.
Various political.
Yes, exactly.
So he's very talented.
Isn't it
very, very talented.
He's a Republican. So.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.